Yo, 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 my name is Cool Cat and I'm the coolest cat there is. I love to play and have fun and I'm always on the run. The sun is shining and I'm feeling fine, so everybody listen to the words I'm saying. Cool Cat knows the time of day, so he has to say it's time for you and me to boogie.
From the heart of Broadway, here in historic downtown Cape Girardeau, which is so cool. It's Cool Cat, 1985.
I hated all of that.
No.
I have an obsession for cats. My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host tonight. With me, of course, regretting this show too, Asa Gray, the five-star man.
Immediately.
And Allie, not actually a part of this obsession that I have with Cool Cat. And yet it's in your search history.
Because of you.
Allie, what color is your microphone?
Jesus Christ.
What color is it? Tell the crowd.
It's orange.
What else is orange? A famous cat.
Garfield.
No, Garfield. Better cat.
Oh.
No, I can't do that. I can't do that.
I'm sorry, John.
Yeah.
That along. That alone.
I don't know which is creepier. Because Cool Cat loves all... He loves all kids. And he also loves babies.
I don't like that you have brought this and now it's part of our thing.
It's a part of
like,
my...
Like, I don't like this.
I just... I guess the reason I'm doing it... You know, I don't have a family. And... My parents both passed away a couple years ago, and I've been looking for a daddy. And, you know, I know Daddy Derek's out there somewhere, and he needs me as much as I need him.
Don't.
And I wish he would just message me.
Are your DMs open?
For him.
No, I mean, but, like, I don't think you can have that setting.
Is it for just Daddy Derek?
Yeah, I don't think there's a Twitter setting for DMs. No, like... Friends only, people I follow,
Daddy
people
Derek.
Who follow me back, only no one except for Daddy Derek.
Daddy
I don't
Derek.
Think that's a. Allie, I don't like that I just said that.
Can you just say Daddy Derek
no.
once?
No. I cannot.
You're going to have to like triple that Patreon tier.
Who's your Daddy Derek and what does he do?
So you had a story.
I had a story for you.
Yeah. Hey, I got
a story for you. So I teased this in the group chat. I work at a video game store, I won't say which one it is. So I had a guy call me today and he wanted to know what our return policy was. I told him, you know, what did he have? He said he bought an Xbox 360 or no, his mom bought him an Xbox 360 yesterday and it's not working correctly. He wants to return it. I said, are you sure you bought it yesterday? Yes. Okay. We weren't open yesterday. He said, oh, well, I'm I bought it. She bought it whatever the last day you guys were open. I said, so Sunday. She bought it Sunday. Yeah. And, you know, what was it? It's a 4 gigabyte Xbox 360. I'm like, okay. And you're sure you bought it in Cape? Yes. So I look at the transaction. The last person that bought a 4 gigabyte Xbox 360 at our store was actually Pat Kennedy, friend of the show, and he bought it in November. So I told the guy that, and he said, she must have bought it in Jackson. I have the receipt, he said. And I said, you have the receipt for it. He's like, yeah, I have the receipt. And I said, can you return it there even if I bought it in Jackson? Like, yeah, that's fine, man. You have 24 hours to return it. Since we weren't open yesterday, that's fine. Bring it in and I'll do it for you. He said, okay, thanks. So he got the phone. So at that point, I called Billy, who's over at our Jackson store. And I said, will you look this up for me? I got a guy who wants to return a 360. Can you tell me the last time you sold a 4 gigabyte Xbox 360? And he said, well, I did just have a guy in here who was trying to return a 360 for cash. He had a receipt for it, but he bought it on the 2nd. And I told him, you can't get cash back. 2 weeks later, I can give you a store credit. And he said, maybe, and he left. And I said, well, it might be the same guy because I don't have one. Can you tell me when the last time you sold one was? So he looked it up, and sure enough, it was the 2nd. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, well, it's probably the same guy. So when he comes in, I'm going to look at his receipt, and I'm going to tell him, sorry, since you bought it, you know, so because I told him it had to be 24 hours.
Right.
So since you bought it so long ago, it's going to have to be a store credit only because that is within our return policy. He can't get store credit. So the guy comes in, and he has the bags. He hands them up to me, and I said, you had a receipt? And he goes, yeah, oh, shit, it's out in my car. Let me go get it and get it. I'm like, okay. And as he's walking out the door, I said, hey, just so you know, I did call Jackson, and they haven't sold one since, like, we haven't sold one here since November, and they haven't sold one there since, like, the 1st of January. So are you sure you bought it on Sunday? He's like, yeah, no, I got a receipt. I bought it on Sunday. I'm like, okay, let's see the receipt. So he brings the receipt in, hands it to me.
I've seen the receipt.
And as I showed you the receipt, because there are what looks like black ink fingerprints on the receipt.
Yeah, it
and looks like and the fingerprints are directly over the dates. You didn't get to see that so close. But the fingerprints are only on the top of the receipts over the dates. And he goes, yeah, I don't know what happened. Some black shit spilled on it. And I looked at it and I looked at him and I was like, well, since I can't see the return date, I can't return it. Like,
right. And there's no sign of like going, because you can look at every transaction that you had on Sunday.
Right.
And Billy can look at every transaction he had on Sunday.
And we can look it up by serial number. We can look at all these kind of things. And he definitely bought it at the beginning of January.
Mm-hmm.
So he hands me these fucking receipts that have black ink over, but nowhere else. It's just over the dates and at the top. And I'm like, are you seriously trying to give me a receipt that you probably took over to Billy? He said no. You blacked out the dates, brought it to me, and tried to lie to me and tell me that you got them at this time period. So I told him, I can't do that. I can't. And he said, well, he gets dejected, and he's like, well, can you give me store credit for it? Yes, I can, because you technically did buy it. Because I can see on the receipt, even though the dates are blacked out, you can still see 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So I know he bought it this month, which means I'm technically supposed to give him a return on credit.
Yep.
I shouldn't have, because he tried to fucking lie to me, but I said I would. So as I'm ringing it up, it gets better, because as I'm ringing it up, he tells me, I'll tell you what, man. He whispers it close. I'll cut you a deal. I'll give you the gift card for $100. And I told him,
gift card?
Well, hold on. So I look at him and I say, yeah, I'm not gonna do that. And he goes, oh, well, just put it on a gift card for me. And I said, okay, what's your name? I'll put it on your account.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want it on my account, I just want a gift card. Well, that is our gift card. I will put it on an account for you. He's like, well, I don't want it on my account. Can you give me a card? No, I cannot give you a card. It's gonna go on your account.
Mm-hmm.
So I put it on his account. And as I'm doing that, he looks at the return policy, says right here, any used system within 30 days. And I look at him and I say, can be exchanged for another one. Would you like another one? I said it as shitty as possible, too. And he goes, no. Walks off. So
I'm surprised he didn't say, yes, and then I can exchange that one for cash. Yeah, I bought this in Cape yesterday.
Yeah, no. And then the receipt's blacked out, so you don't see that it was. So he ends up taking the credit on his account. And I'm laughing my ass off about this because the reason it was so important to me was I've never had someone literally try to black out the dates on a receipt to trick me into thinking like, that is such like a Home Alone 4 criminal move that you're handing me a receipt with the dates blacked out with clearly like fingerprints. And like, I don't know, man, the audacity of that son of a bitch.
Did he have like ink on his hands?
I didn't look. I wish I had, because he probably would have had little dark fingers because he'd done it. And it was just a white trash guy.
So what?
Fat white trash dude, couldn't keep his pants up. Just tattoos everywhere. He looked like garbage.
So what was the gift card that he tried to sell you for $100?
That, the return. He wanted me to put, because his total was $176.
Okay.
He wanted me to put that $176 on a gift card and then sell that gift card to me for $100 cash.
Okay.
Me, the worker.
Yeah.
Like, no, dude.
So he was just going to try to find someone to sell the gift card to. That's right. Why he didn't want it on his account.
Right, because he wanted to get cash back, even though I told him it had to be within 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So then he goes to Jackson and he tries to buy a PS3 last minute.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently he makes his money by gambling. So he might be buying a PS4 tomorrow if he strikes it lucky tonight.
So,
24 hours.
Yeah, are you going to accept that PS4 on return?
The PS3, you mean?
PS3.
If it's store credit, because he used store credit to buy it, he has 24 hours. He can get store credit back. He's not going to.
He's like, going to try.
Oh, I know he's going to try. I know he's going to try. In his head, he's thinking, like, I got him now. I'll get this PS3 instead, and now I'll return it because it's been 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you pay with store credit, you get store credit.
Yeah.
Next time, if he tries again, I'm going to say, I'll give you $25 for it. $25. $25 cash.
And
imagine how much you can turn that into at the casino.
And I delete everything out of your account.
Yeah. $25 cash. So that guy.
God.
Thumbs up.
Yeah.
That normally these things upset me, but that one actually made me happy. Because again, I've never had someone try to actually fool me, but in such a piss poor way.
Because that's what I said before the show is like, usually when you get a customer like that, that's just like, you know, like clearly trying to scam you, like just being super difficult. Like that puts you in a bad mood.
Yeah.
Like that like ruins your mood. This is the best mood I have seen you in like weeks. And it's all stemming off of this one scumbag. Like
I knew he was going to come in and I knew I was going to have a confrontation, but I thought it was going to be well, you can get store credit because the receipt clearly says the second. And he's going to say, well, you said I could get cash on the phone. Mm-hmm. And I would have to explain to him, I said 24 hours.
Right, if this you had bought clearly, it within 24 right. hours. But
I did not expect him to come in with falsified documents
right.
that were so poorly done. It's like...
It only would have been better if he would have tried to white out the receipt and then just draw
write it in.
And like write it in.
Yeah, sir, this is done in crayon. Well, that's what I got at Jackson.
That's what they gave me.
I would have called Billy and put him on speakerphone. Did you give somebody a receipt with crayon?
I kind of want you to make that call because I want to hear his because I can hear it now. I can see his face.
You can feel
I'm just
Billy.
Like, no.
And then he just clocks out and leaves.
Just question marks.
He's
just
done
no?
for the day. Oh, so that's my story. I want to thank that guy, and I hope the saga continues. So that's the show.
What if he's one of our fans? It's like, ah, oh, dang it.
That would be hilarious.
Mr. 100 got me. That was 100 busted me.
I would love that so much for him to call tomorrow and be like, man, I didn't listen to your show no more. Why? You were on it. You know how many people begged to be on this show?
I'll give you $100.
I'll give you $100 to do this.
Give me $100.
Oh, my God. And then he asked me, like, can my brother use it if he comes in? And I said, what's your brother's name? And he told me his brother's name. And, like, of course, it may be family, whatever, but his mm-hmm. brother's name was nothing like his name, mm-hmm. not the same last name or whatever. And I said, all right, I'll put a note in here that says he can use it. And then I put a note in there that says no one can use this credit but him. Ah, fuck that guy. All right. So that's my story. Let's talk about other things. Had something that I wanted to mention at the top of the show, and I completely slipped my mind. Completely slipped my mind. I know I wanted to talk about Morbius, but there was something else I was going to be like, oh, I'm going to bring this up, and we'll talk about it really quick. And it's, oh, I remembered. We got a new cancel. Someone else has been canceled. Vince Vaughn. You may have heard this. He's canceled.
I have not.
He's done. Because let me pull it up on Facebook. I sent the story to myself because I wanted to talk about it and the ridiculousness of it. Facebook.com. Not logging in as Allie, although I could. And post about Cool Cat.
I'm pretty sure you've done it before.
He absolutely has.
Yeah.
It's always a like 50-50 shot of any time I see that Allie has posted on Facebook of, okay, was this actually posted by Allie or was this clearly posted by Shannon?
I'm the true hacker.
And it's it's typically Shannon.
I'm the true hacker because she just basically handed it to me and said, here you go, abuse it.
This is my laptop with all of my passwords already saved. All you have to do is open Chrome. How do you do it, Shannon?
How do you hack these guys?
The CIA contacted you about bringing you in with your elite hack source skills?
So Vince Vaughn has been...
Can you get me unlimited V-Bucks?
Do you play that?
I would if I had unlimited V-Bucks.
God, no.
I could be Batman. And shoot people.
Like Batman normally does.
Well, Ben Affleck. Batfleck.
And original Batman.
Oh, yeah.
Old Batman.
Yeah, but it's not that skin.
It was not the good Batman either. Anywho, so Vince Vaughn, it was on Monday night, which was last night, I believe. He was at a college football game, which, by the
was
way.
Was last night?
Yes. Yes. Apparently at this college football game, Donald Trump got a standing ovation. So good for him, I guess. And Vince Vaughn was seated near him. Vaughn got up to leave. This is on tape. He got up to leave, and when he stood up, he smiled and shook Trump's hand and left. And the internet is calling for his blood now.
God.
And I know we get a lot of people that go, you guys are so anti-Donald Trump, because we are.
Well, we're turbo libs.
We're turbo libs. We're snowflakes and all that. But I read some of these replies that people have been posting this about. I'm not going to read the names, obviously, but some of these, like Vince Vaughn had the chance to stand up to a rapist, traitor, and child murderer, and instead he enthusiastically shook his hand. Fuck them both. My favorite one, let me find it real quick. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I regret to inform you, Vince Vaughn is canceled.
If they said it, I mean.
I'm literally sitting in bed crying right now because I'm so distraught about Vince Vaughn shaking Donald Trump's hand. Shut the fuck up.
See, like, oh, I feel like at this point we have entered, like, the Onion territory. Like, this can't be real people. Because that is, like, no one cares. Vince Vaughn doesn't care about Vince Vaughn that much.
No. Wondering if Vince Vaughn would still vigorously shake Trump's hand Monday night at the LSU game if Trump separated him from his wife, then put his 10-year-old daughter and 7-year-old son in a cage. Like, I get it, man. I do, but Jesus Christ.
Right.
I can't support this. I can't support canceling somebody for shaking Donald Trump's hand.
And I don't think anyone, like, I hate the phrase cancel culture because it doesn't.
It's not accurate.
Well, it's not accurate and it doesn't mean anything anymore.
Right.
Like, this won't even, because this hasn't even come across, like, I haven't seen any of this.
Right. Well, it's fresh. The wounds are still, they're fresh.
As a nation, we're still healing.
They're still crying.
I can't imagine that, like, this is really going to gain any kind of steam.
And it shouldn't.
Yeah, no, and it shouldn't. But, like, it's, but like, nothing's gonna come of this.
Ain't no gonna happen.
Yeah, and it shouldn't, again, like.
No, it shouldn't, because, like, I when I think about this, and I think about, and I know this is a game, you can easily fall into this, but you think about all the other people that have ever talked to anybody else that was terrible. Like, whenever President Obama met with foreign leaders who had blood on their hands.
Yeah.
Like, no one called him, you know, where were you on that? Where are you on all these other times? Why is Vince Vaughn shaking Trump's hand the thing that keeps you up at night crying in bed?
Yeah, again, you know? I can't imagine that is legit.
You're talking about the, no, I feel like it's legit, but it's also probably like the 1%.
Oh no, it absolutely, you know what I mean? Is. Like, yeah. And that's the problem. We've talked about this so many times on, like, this show and the Thursday show and every other show, Wednesdays, like every show we do. I know for a fact we've talked about terrible internet culture on Nerd Up. We have multiple shows dedicated to it.
Yes.
But, like, the internet is a mistake because now the people who are at the absolute extremes, it's a bell curve. Most people are normal.
Right.
Like, most people are, like, they have normal opinions that, you know, fall within the actual, like, range of human emotion.
Right.
It's the outlier, but it's a reverse bell curve because it's upside down, because the ones who have the most extreme reactions and the ones that have the most extreme thing to say, they're the loudest.
Right.
And they get signal boosted by other people, like, wow, take a look at this guy. Like, you see that so much. It's one of the things, and, like, and I don't really talk about Kind of Funny and Greg Miller all the time. I don't care. Get over it.
He's your Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
Just, you know. Except wholesome. Without the racism.
Yeah. But, like, he talks about, like, when someone pointed out that, because he used to engage with people who were shitty to him on, like, Twitter. Like, he would engage with them and be like, hey, well, you know, he would try to figure out, like, at the heart of it. Or, like, he would call someone out for being a dick to him. And someone, it wasn't until he noticed the comment of, like, hey, man, you were given so much energy and so much oxygen to these people who are doing nothing but trying to bait you and trying to troll you and don't want to have a conversation, that there's so many people who are constantly, like, giving you positive reinforcement and, like, asking legitimate questions, and they're not getting any of that energy. And it's kind of disheartening to see this is the people you choose to engage with. And it's, and he was like, oh shit, you're right. So that's when he's just started, like, you know, muting and blocking and just, like, and not saying that you have to surround yourself with the same opinion.
Right, because then it's an echo chamber.
Yeah, but, you know, there's a difference between, dude, you fucking suck, kill yourself, and, hey, how come on this episode you said this thing? Did you actually mean this, or did you need to clarify?
Constructive criticism versus trolling. Oh, yeah, no,
like, and start an actual conversation. Like, there's a, you know, you can absolutely, like, I would love for people to come to me with, you know, constructive criticism of just, like, other than just, like, your voice is stupid. Like, that doesn't help.
You get that a lot?
I mean, in my head, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like, that's the comments. That's the comment section of. I would have to get any sort of engagement.
Yeah.
To get any negative engagement.
I've only had one engagement in my life. It was a couple years long, and it ended too.
Boo.
Dug-a-dum.
That's not even how a rim shot goes.
Well, a slow rim shot. That's a cool cat rim shot.
Yeah, because his rapping is super.
He loves to rock. He loves to rock and play. You know, I think the internet now. You remember like news reports from the late 80s, early 90s, and they made jokes about it on, like, In Living Color, I think SNL, a whole bunch of places, where you have the reporters always go for, like, the most
sensationalized,
over-the-top, almost foolish-looking person, and they interview them for the story. They don't go for the person that's, like, intelligently talking about it. They want the person that's going to get the most ratings. You're going to talk about it. And I think that's what the internet is they take the people that are the most sensational and they boost them as opposed to the ones that are actually offering constructive
or, like, making valid
dialogue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, it's one of my favorite South Park bits of when Stan and Cartman, I think it's this episode, when they crash the speedboat into the Beaver Dam and it floods, like, all of Lower South Park or whatever. and they have the news report, the reporter there, and he's just like, we're reporting that hundreds of people are dead. Families are now cannibalizing each other. They're killing each other. There's mass looting. Like, oh my gosh, you're seeing all of this? No, but we're reporting it.
Yeah, the media is terrible. People are terrible. The internet really is terrible. Mm-hmm. It's such an amazing place where you can share your thoughts and visions and you can learn things. I know stuff that I never would have known otherwise, like stuff they never taught me in school, stuff that I've self-learned. But I also have seen just the absolute worst humanity could ever be thanks to the internet.
Yeah, it's awful. And like, and there's great stories. Like there's, you know,
there's the gamer. Did you guys talk about that last night?
The gamer
that, all right. So I don't know the full details of the story, so I apologize. I only saw the headlines and some comments. I apologize, but it's a good story. So you don't have to know all the details because positive things, you don't have to have the facts, just the bad things. There was a gamer who was playing online with friends and he had a seizure.
Oh yeah. I did see this.
Yeah. And one of the people he was playing with, she called I think the police, and they went to the guy's house and ended up saving his life.
Yeah, because she's
a good story.
Like they heard, whoever it was that he was, that the person was playing with, like recognized the sounds.
Yeah.
Like could tell that he was having a seizure and notified like local authorities.
Right.
Because they were friends. Like they had, you know, they
chatted
online. Yeah, they knew where each other were. Right. Like they didn't know exact address, but like, hey, this is
the situation.
My friend's in trouble, yeah.
So yeah, that's cool. That's a good story. Mm-hmm. Allie, you share a good story. Something you've heard recently that made you happy.
It's a good story in the circles that I'm paying attention to, but I know in other circles of the internet it's not gone so well.
21 minutes. Go ahead.
There's a, I think she does makeup tutorials on YouTube, but she publicly came out as transgender.
I think I saw that video.
Yeah.
I didn't see the video, but I saw the announcement for it.
And so a lot of people have been coming out in support of her. And of course there have been people that aren't so nice, but I saw this one. Someone commented on one of the like shares of it that was just like, I think you're beautiful. God bless you for coming out and doing this thing that is very like hard for people and being vulnerable and stuff like that. And it was just like, love, Fran. It was just super cute and wholesome.
I like super cute and wholesome.
Yeah.
Also, as a follow-up to a story we reported last week, I think, because we were kind of, I was like, oh, let me find out more facts about that. The Instagram model that was selling nudes for donations.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Turns out she did not privately make money off of it.
She didn't? Okay.
She, good. She ended up shutting down that donation thing for, I don't know, because she was overwhelmed with something or whatever.
She said that, like, the number of, I did see a thing that she posted on Twitter of like the number of private messages she was getting were going to be literally impossible to get
right
through. Just the sheer volume.
Yeah. So what she instead did is she started a, I think GoFundMe or something for them. And she has an account. I forget where it is, like My Only Fans or something like that.
Yeah.
And 20% of the money she made doing what she normally did, she was going to donate as well.
Mm-hmm.
So not a bad story.
Oh,
she's, yeah, she's good. Also, the reason I said 21 minutes is because it doesn't matter. It didn't matter what you were going to say. I've replaced that with some dialogue from Cool Cat.
No.
Just so you know.
So
my, if you want to know what Allie actually said.
My positive news story is the Awesome Games Done Quick crew.
Yes.
It's a live stream. I watched a large portion of it Saturday as I was rearranging my game room.
I didn't get to watch it. I knew of it because one of the guys from Burritoville came down and pitched it to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I had never heard of it. So that's a very cool thing.
But they raised over, it was like $3.13 million for the Prevent Cancer Foundation, I think is the name of it. I'm not 100% sure. They shattered their record. Like that was more than they were aiming for. It was more they've ever raised before. And what it is, for those of you who don't know, is it's a speed running. It's Good Games Done Quick, or Awesome Games Done Quick.
Awesome Games Done Quick, yeah.
And what they do is there's these speedrunning techniques that you can beat Super Mario Brothers 1 in like 6 minutes.
Yeah.
But it's not like they're just so good at the game they can go through it that fast.
No, they're glitching.
They're abusing the game. Yeah, they're abusing glitches. They're finding workarounds and exploits and things like that. The one that I watched that I watched the entire thing, I told myself, I was like, okay, this is what I need to do. And then I saw it and it started and I was like, oh, Sekiro. That's cool. That's the game that I kind of thought about trying, but no, the like From Software games are just not for me. Shannon liked it, or Shannon likes the Bloodborne and the Dark Souls games.
The Soulsborne games.
I know
Sekiro
didn't stick.
Not the first time. I am going through it again, though.
Oh, are you? Yeah. Are you liking it more now?
Yeah, yeah. Well, now that I know what I'm in for.
Now that you know you need to be way more aggressive and you can't just like time and wait.
I can't
you
Dark have to Souls actually, it. Yeah. Yeah.
So I was watching it. They beat Sekiro with all prayer beads, which are a collectible item you get from like bosses and mini bosses and things like that, and memories, which are the same thing. It's like something you get when you defeat certain enemies. So they didn't do like everything in the game, but they still made it through the whole story in an hour and a half.
Yeah.
It was like 1 hour and 36 minutes or something like that.
Yeah.
And watching some of the stuff that they were doing of just, he's just like making beeline. Some of it, a solid chunk of it was glitches, but a lot of it was just like, okay, I'm just going to mad sprint through these levels. I know where to go. I know that I have to, there's a certain ledge that's really hard to land on, but they've done it so many times that he's just gotten good at it with muscle memory.
Right.
And that actually lets you jump and attach yourself to somewhere that they didn't really want you to.
Mm.
Like they had to, they're playing on an older version of the game.
Also patched
because
out.
Things like that, because certain things have been patched out. You can no longer do, they were doing air swimming, which is there's a certain exploit like where you fall through the map. It starts acting like you're swimming and you actually swim faster than you run in that game. And then to get out of it, you have to actually land in water and then you can come up and go like normal. So that lets them skip giant chunks of the game.
Right.
It like, it was crazy to see. And even them talk about like the strategies of, because like certain boss fights, they could kind of they figured out kind of cheeses, but some of them it was just like, nope, you just have to beat the boss.
And some of those bosses are just crazy. Like I didn't get to see the video yet. Actually, I did watch part of it. I didn't watch the whole thing though. Mm-hmm. Did they fight the giant ape?
Yes.
Cause that's some bitch.
They did it. They did both those fights.
Oof. I'm scared of that fight. I've watched people play like Dark Souls and they'll speed run.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how they do it. Cause I've tried to speed run through like Dark Souls. I always get hit. I get hit, I stumble, I get torn apart. But I see these guys play, and they just run past every enemy. They jump over a ledge. Like, they're so good at it.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm kind of that good at Mario. You can put Mario in front of me, and I'm really good at Mario, mm-hmm. but not... I don't know how they do it. It's incredible.
The other one that I watched the most of was Untitled Goose Game. They had two people. One person did, like, all the main objectives, and he did it in, like, 15 minutes or something like that. It was something ridiculous. Coach, it's not a long game.
No.
But actually, he just knew exactly what he needed to do. He knew where to move things and set things up, like, because it's a puzzle game. He did that, and then because they hit their stretch goal, there was another guy that was up there who it was an any percentage run, which means he didn't actually need to do certain, like, objectives. He didn't need to do all of the objectives. He just needed to get from the beginning of the game to the end of the game.
Right.
And he did it in, like, 6 minutes. Like, just because he was glitching through walls and was dropping things where you didn't, like, normally you're not supposed to be able to. And he could find, like, certain holes in fences that aren't actually coded to have collision. And it was nuts to see.
Yeah.
And I kind of want to get, like, watch more of it because it is kind of fascinating. But at the same time, I'm just like, man, I think I'm just going to actually play the games. And then at normal speed, which for me is super slow.
I always wondered how they discover these things to begin with. You know what I mean? Like, who was the first person that found, like, even go back to, like, not even a glitch, but, like, something they put in the game. Like, who was the first person that found, I'm trying to think of something, Castlevania 2 is probably the one I can think of the most. There's a part in the game where you have to, like, you have to kneel down at one specific spot and use this item that they never tell you to do in the game.
Mm-hmm.
So who was the first person that did that? And, like, why? Why that spot with that item? Why would you think about that?
Or, like, any of the Mortal Kombat unlocks of the just super random. Like, I have to assume that some of them are figuring out how to actually look at the data on the cartridge. And in the, like, they got into the debug mode of the console and saw, oh, there's something weird here. I don't know how they do it. Technology is scary.
Yeah.
And I don't understand any of it.
I don't like it.
Jesse is going to heavily regret building me this computer. Because, like, something's going to go wrong and I'm just going to start crying.
Did you hear about the controversy coming out of the AGDQ thing?
No.
No, it's nothing bad.
Okay. Well, I was like, oh, no.
it's not bad, but I need to read more about it because I don't know. So they suspended a guy from it. And his name is Luz Bellheim, I guess is how you say it, or Luz. They were going to do a 9-hour Final Fantasy VIII relay, but then someone screenshot his Twitter, and his Twitter bio says, I hate feminazism. and claimed he was demi non-binary, and he preferred the pronouns Luz. He's making fun of, like, you know, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And apparently he's right wing. He's he hates feminists, et cetera, et cetera. So that started going around, and he got bad press for it, and they pulled him from. And this is the part that I'm trying to figure out. I don't know if he got pulled before or after he did a speed run, because apparently there was a controversy. I need to look more into it. I just saw this before we went on the air.
I don't know anything about that, and that is shitty.
And he supports Vox, and I don't know what Vox is.
That's shitty of him to do. But like one of the speed runs, I don't know if it was the Sekiro one or the Goose Game one. No, I don't think it was the Goose Game one. I think it was the Sekiro one. Like, they mentioned being last minute. Like, you didn't know you were going to be here doing this. So I think the Sekiro one was like a replacement for something, and I didn't hear like what they were supposed to be. Right. Like, I didn't think it too much of it, other than just like, oh, someone may have like fallen through or gotten sick or, you know, just missed.
Because bad things happen.
Yeah.
I need to say about the bad things that are happening after the show.
Yeah.
I'll tell you.
Oh, God.
I haven't told you yet. It's nothing with this show. Don't worry. This show's fine. So let's talk about what we were going to talk about, because I didn't know we were going to talk about this for so long. We're actually 30 minutes in, and, mm-hmm. I wanted to talk about Morbius. I wasn't on the show last night, so I didn't get a chance to talk to you guys about it. First off, I know you said it last night, but in case we have new listeners that are on here who maybe didn't listen to last night's show, maybe they don't like the sound of Jesse's voice. I don't know why they wouldn't. The man has a silky smooth jazz public radio NPR kind of sound, and I love it. And love him. Anyway, what did you think of the trailer?
So I said it last night. I think that this is just, if you would have, this is the trailer that you get when you show a AI 100 superhero movie trailers and then had it make a trailer itself.
Really?
It's got the slow piano music. Everything's dark and gritty. Just nothing felt special about it whatsoever.
Allie, what is the song that was in the trailer? Because it's been driving me crazy.
The only thing I know is it's Classico from Tenacious D. And I know it was a song before that, but...
Is it Beethoven?
Can't you see he's the man? Let me hear you applaud. He is more than a man. He's a shiny golden god.
I feel like it's Beethoven, but I'm probably wrong. And there's at least one listener out there.
Yeah, it's a classical song.
They're
yeah.
so uppity about classical music. They're just going like, oh my God, it's actually Chopin. It's my voice for them. So you didn't like the trailer?
I wasn't impressed by it. Like, it didn't look special.
The parts that impressed me, I will say, and it's already been said, so I'm just regurgitating the internet at this point,
mm-hmm.
but I really did like the look of Morbius, especially in the very short shot you saw of yeah. him in full vampire makeup. Mm-hmm. I thought they did a pretty good job with it. I think Jared Leto looks like the role.
For Elise,
yes. Who's
Beethoven.
About? Yes! Allie, high five. Fuck Chopin, that's why he died.
Oh, bad news about Beethoven, buddy.
Yeah.
He's not going to put another movie out with the dogs?
Okay.
Anywho, you know, they never made a game about Beethoven. They made a wonderful RPG about Chopin on PlayStation and Xbox. Eternal Sonata is about.
Is it really?
It is. It's about Chopin's death, like in his own dream world as he's dying, and we're like people that are sick like him are like have magic. It's a really interesting game, and it uses his music. It's very cool. Anyway, look it up. But. What was I saying?
Morbius. You like the way he looked in the brief like full vampire shot that we got? You like that?
I think he's so much better suited to this role than he was for Joker.
I just don't understand why he doesn't have Bloodsucker tattooed on his forehead. How am I supposed to know that he's a vampire?
Well, that's the end of the movie. You never give him the full... I want to take bets.
No, that was this is a teaser trailer. So yes, and for what they gave away at the end of this trailer.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll get to that in a second. But I do want to ask, how long do you think it's going to be in the film before we see him as full vampire? Because I feel last 30 minutes at best.
Oh, if we get that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what we're going to get, and I'm sorry for spoiling Morbius for you, is that when he fully loses control, like midway act two, he goes full vampire and he totally loses it. And oh no, he is a bad guy. Like he's a monster. He has to be stopped. He gets away from the people who are trying to stop him. He recovers. He realizes, oh my God, what have I done? I can never do something like that again. And then he taps into it at the very climax of the movie to defeat whoever the bad guy is.
Which, who the hell is the bad guy? I don't even know.
I think it's supposed to be, it's not David Tennant. It's the other doctor.
Oh, Matthew. Is it Matthew?
Oh, I'm totally
blanking. I know who you're talking about because I saw him in the trailer.
Matt Smith.
Yeah.
Because he's in the trailer as, I don't remember.
As Walking Man.
Yeah. So I think he might be the villain. I'm not 100% sure. This is a Morbius trailer. I'm sure we'll get more about like who the actual villain of the movie will be in the following trailers. But
I want to give him credit.
But that's what they'll do. You'll see him for that brief glint as he loses control and everyone turns on him.
Never do it again.
And then we'll see him where he finally learns how to harness it.
Right. And uses it for good.
And use it as a force for good.
Because Morbius, I will give him credit. I never thought I would care about a Morbius film because I asked so many people, what'd you think of the Morbius trailer? And they all said the same thing. I don't know who Morbius is. Mm-hmm. Like, it is such, I think, and I wish Jesse was on the show to help with this. He couldn't be here tonight. I did ask, but he had plans. Morbius is probably lesser known than the Guardians of the Galaxy were when they were pitched for a movie.
I don't think that's true because Morbius was at least in the Spider-Man animated series.
And that's where I knew him from.
He had that level of exposure. Granted,
that's literally the only thing I knew him from.
It was the won't you please think of the children era of that Spider-Man show that you couldn't throw a punch and guns couldn't have bullets. And
the Punisher don't throw lasers.
You can't throw anyone through windows. So that's why he has to like suck through his hands. And he doesn't hunger for blood. He hungers for plasma.
I thought he was pretty badass back then. He visually looked cool.
Yeah, other than the bat nose.
Yeah.
The bat nose was lame, and it looks like that's sticking around, but, you know.
It's lesser, though. It's whatever. Like, it's lesser. It's not as bad as it was in the animated series, but that's all I knew Morbius from. And then I did look into a couple of his stories. He had one with, I think he crossed paths with Blade quite a bit, obviously.
Yeah.
Blade is a vampire hunter. Morbius is a vampire. The Living Vampire, which I think that would have been a better title. Morbius, the Living Vampire. Why would you not go with that? Yeah. They just went with Morbius. Whatever. I want to see it. That's the important thing.
I'm curious how this is going to do, because, like, and maybe with the intrigue of the Vulture reveal will be enough, but I don't think it's going to be enough for casual audiences. Granted, I'm sure we have like three more trailers coming
thing. Can I be honest with you about something?
Yeah.
Just from the heart?
Yeah.
I am legitimately worried Black Widow is not going to do well.
Really?
Because I think, and I'm scared that, because I'm scared if they don't do well. What was the movie? It was Charlie's Angels, where she said people aren't ready for a woman movie. Mm-hmm. I'm scared that Black Widow will not do as well, and that will be true.
Captain Marvel killed it.
It did, but I guess you could say the argument I heard with Captain Marvel was because it was a bigger part of the MCU, but so was Black Widow, to be fair. Mm-hmm. But Black Widow is such a...
Yeah, but this is like a prequel story.
And
like,
and she's a physically weaker character than Captain Marvel. Mm-hmm. She's strong as hell.
Literally every other character in the MCU is physically weaker than Captain Marvel.
But I don't want Black Widow to bomb because I'm afraid that if it bombs, it will be true. That's people don't care about a female hero.
It will only bomb in the sense that The Rise of Skywalker bombed.
Where it only made $40 billion instead of $60 billion?
Yeah, where it only, like, it took 5 weeks to get to a billion instead of three. Like, I think it'll be fine.
I hope that's true. And the reason I said that is because I think Morbius will not do as well as Black Widow, but I think it will do well on its own. I think Morbius will be, it won't set records like Venom, but I think Morbius will do well.
And I'm sure it'll do fine, but I definitely don't think it's going to do Venom numbers because everyone knows Venom. Venom is badass.
Everyone wanted Venom for so long.
That the black suit, the symbiote, Venom is awesome.
And they did a good job with the character look in that movie, to be fair.
And Venom has always been a huge part of Spider-Man lore, so there's always been that attachment. Morbius is a C-rank villain / sometimes ally / anti-hero that no one is... It's pretty obscure.
Yes.
And it doesn't have that Marvel machine behind it. The Sony movies make $1 billion. Venom made a gajillion, but are people going to associate... I guess it depends on the marketing. If people are going to associate Morbius with Venom.
And I want the movie to do well because this is my favorite genre, a superhero film that they don't...
Mega
really,
Man.
They don't have...
Dr. Wily.
Very often. That's a good question. the horror superhero film.
Mm-hmm. Are you excited for New Mutants?
I am so excited for New Mutants. Okay. And that's what I was going to say. There's this and there's New Mutants. And I'm trying to think of another horror superhero film other than Blade. Because I did like the original Blade trilogy.
Batman v Superman was so bad it was scary.
Oh my god! You can make an argument that Batman movies are kind of horror related. He does use fear, but...
Okay.
I'm talking about straight up is this rated R or was it PG-13?
Because
I feel like this needs to be rated R. If Morbius is slicing people open and sucking on the goo that's inside of them... I feel like it should be rated R, but it's probably rated PG-13. Venom was rated PG-13. And Venom ate people. They didn't show it, but he did eat people. I also thought it was really cool. The little shots where Morbius would jump off the wall and you could see the purple smoke or the red outline.
Okay, can we talk about the echolocation? Like, why? He's not.
He's a bat.
He's not blind.
He's a vampire bat.
He ain't Daredevil. Like,
why was Daredevil not called Batman?
See, that was actually one of my favorite things. Like, if you would have told me, if you go back in time, or you talk to someone who's never heard of a comic book, and you tell them that there's a
match
guy,
character to abilities.
Yeah, there's a guy who dresses all in black, who jumps off. There's a guy who jumps off buildings. Has no superpowers, but jumps off buildings, uses grappling hooks, and is a super acrobat. And there is a guy who uses echolocation to fight.
Is blind.
And you told me it was blind and uses echolocation. And you told me which one was which. I would punch you in the mouth.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that.
There's a billionaire playboy who jumps off rooftops to fight crime, and one who uses...
Well, he sounds like some sort of Daredevil.
Yeah, one's Daredevil, one's Batman. I would punch you in the mouth. I can't find the... I don't know if it's actually... has a rating yet.
I want it to be rated R. I'm legitimately surprised the trailer intrigued me as much as it did, because I hear about all these other superhero movies that are coming out that I'm really not interested in, and I wasn't interested in Morbius other than the fact that it is a horror superhero film. God damn it!
I'm on the I'm on Rotten Tomatoes, and it has the rating is NR.
Okay.
So
it'll be PG-13. You gotta sell it to them kids, man. More kids need to see Dr. Michael Morbius.
If the whole theory of the tie-in with the other Spider-Verses is true,
yeah.
I think that kind of confirms it as PG-13.
Let's dive into that.
So at the end of it, spoiler if you've already listened to Nerd Up and haven't seen the trailer, go watch that now. But at the end of Morbius, we see Michael Keaton, and while it isn't confirmed, it very clearly is him as Adrian Toomes. The Vulture from Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yeah, because there's even a part earlier where he's in a prison outfit, Morbius.
Mm-hmm.
So it very well could be that they were in prison together.
Well, and Michael Keaton is wearing the same white prison outfit from the end of Homecoming.
Right.
That he was wearing when he was arrested.
So that one's a pretty easy one to pick out, because people will go, oh, okay, Vulture's in it, so this ties together the universes, which is neat. That would be very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they can tie Morbius to it, they could tie Venom to it. If they wanted to.
That's the thing, is we don't know. We don't have any. So now we have showing, oh, this could be tied to the MCU. We don't have anything, as far as I know, tying this to the Venom universe.
Yeah, Venom's kind of on its own right now. But with Venom 2 coming out, they could. Could be something in there.
So a lot of people have gone to like the IMDb page to try to verify who Michael Keaton's role is. He's not even listed in the cast.
It could be a couple reasons.
But you know who is listed in the cast?
Hmm.
J.K. Simmons as J. Jonah Jameson, and it's rumored. So it's not been confirmed, but it is on the IMDb page as a rumor that Simmons is going to be playing
J. Jonah again,
which he's already played in the Raimi trilogy.
Yeah.
And then, of course, at the end of Far From Home.
Spoiler alert. You should know by now.
Yeah, no, I don't feel bad about that one.
But I also want to point out that IMDb, I said this in the group chat, also when Spider-Man 3 was coming out, and I think a little bit after it came out, Rosemary Harris, who played Aunt May, was listed as Aunt May / Carnage.
Yeah, so I don't know what the policy is for updating
the IMDb.
IMDb pages.
Maybe it's changed since then, too.
It might be Wikipedia levels of just like anybody can throw up anything, but
right.
Their mods are good enough about they pulling stuff down that isn't true.
But if Vulture's in it and it could tie to the MCU, that's a pretty easy one. But the one that's got me really stumped is the Spider-Man thing. Because I thought... Oh, okay, so they
graffiti?
Yeah.
So there's a scene. He's walking down the street, and on the wall is an image of Spider-Man, but it's the Sam Raimi Spider-Man suit.
Okay.
But it is the home screen of the PS4 Spider-Man game.
Yeah.
And then on top of, over it is Murderer, spray-painted, which again ties into Far From Home.
Mm-hmm. So that's the part that gets me, because it's like there's so many things going into this. I didn't see it the first time I watched it. I barely caught the Michael Keaton, because after Morbius popped up, I was about to hit stop, and then I heard him start going like, Dr. Michael Morbius. I was like, okay, there's something after this. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, oh God, there's Michael Keaton. That's awesome.
What's up, Doc?
So then I looked it up online, and someone pointed out that. I didn't even see that part. But sure enough, there was a picture of Raimi suit Spider-Man.
I didn't notice that it was the Raimi suit until I saw the picture in the murderer, but I didn't see the fact that it was. I didn't pay that much attention to it.
The first thing, as soon as I saw the picture, before I read anything, my first thought was, well, that's Maguire. That's mm-hmm. Tobey Maguire Spider-Man. I didn't know it was the game, though. I didn't know it was the PS4 game.
Yeah, that was another thing, is apparently it's from like the loading screen or home screen of the PS4 game.
So it's like, so what the fuck is up with all that? That is the weird part, because... Like, I can't even begin to dive into this. So, this could take place in the Raimi universe, Which, if it's in the Raimi universe, one, why would they do that? Unless they're really pulling the multiple dimensions and they're trying to make it go across different movies. You know, the Doctor Strange sequel. But it's in the Raimi universe, so maybe Michael Keaton is still Vulture in the Raimi universe. Could be. But right. It seems odd to put him in there when he was such an MCU Tom Holland
version. It seems like such a dick move to include Michael Keaton wearing the exact same outfit and have it not be
Vulture
tied in the MCU.
Yeah.
Like, and have
or if he was just if he's just inmate number 4.
Right.
And they're just doing it as and the same thing with the poster. What if it means nothing? What if it was just put in the trailer to dick with you?
Yeah, that would be messed up.
Create buzz.
I mean, but I feel like that would backlash hard.
Yeah, I feel like there would be some. I feel like I don't know what it is. Like, there's a ton. There are tons of theories on it. One of the ones that I've seen is that these characters are going to get their own movies to form their own Sinister Six.
Right.
So then, by the time like there's some sort of deal with Disney and Sony, so that okay, we can set up these movies. Like, what did we say last night? So technically. You're thrown into technically Venom potentially and Morbius and I think they canceled. Did they cancel Black and Silver?
I didn't even know what Black and Silver is.
Black Cat and Silver Sable were supposed to get a movie.
Together or together. Separately? Oh, I heard the Silver Sable movie. I didn't know the Black Cat was in it together.
Yeah, but it was like Black and Silver was the working title, but I think that got canceled or delayed that. Or something. I don't know. But again, it's these Spider-Man characters that have no Spider-Man.
Right.
So they are eventually setting up all of these things that technically are part of the MCU, just like Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, the Netflix shows
Daredevil.
Were all technically
right.
part of the MCU, but it had no greater bearing on anything in the actual like Disney movies.
They were side stories.
So, okay,
basically.
These are the pieces you can play with. You can build your own little world. Then when it's time to bring anything in, if we do, or when we throw you a bone and let you use Tom Holland as Spider-Man, yeah, you can tell this story, but it doesn't really count because we're doing our own thing over here.
Right.
Which the thing that you posted that I don't think we talked about at all last night is infinitely more interesting, but also going to be way harder to pull off and has way more potential to be terrible. And that's the whole multiverse or the Spider-Verse.
Right.
Of, okay, the Raimi Spider-Man happened and that is a thing, but it was in a different universe, but it is connected to the MCU because now we're getting the At the Mountains of Madness, Doctor Strange, even though they just lost their director, introduction to the multiverse as a whole.
Right.
So it makes sense that, yes, no, Spider-Man was a, you know, Spider-Man has been through multiple timelines and in multiple universes. J.K. Simmons, like, that's always what J. Jonah looks like.
Right, but it's
but
different
it's different versions of him.
And that's,
you know, oh, yeah, no, Adrian Toomes has always been the Vulture. But now it's a different one in this universe in Morbius than it was in the MCU one. So right. Now we're going to get a different Spider-Man for these Sony movies. Like, stuff's weird. And again, it goes to the, like, just explain it to me. Just give it to me now.
Tell me
what's I will
going
give
on.
You the money later, but just tell me what's happening.
It's the J. Jonah Jameson that gets me because when I first saw Far From Home and they had J.K. Simmons as J. Jonah Jameson, my first thought was, oh, cool. They brought, I mean, he's the best J. Jonah Jameson. He just is.
I still wish the Dr. Cox.
I can't think
McGinley.
Of his name.
Something
John. John C. McGinley.
John C. McGinley.
Yeah.
I think he would have been an amazing J. Jonah.
I think he would have been really good.
But
too.
No, J.K. Simmons is the perfect casting.
He is. And I thought when they put him in Far From Home that it was just a little nod
mm-hmm.
of like, okay, they brought him back because he's the only one that could play it. But I thought to myself, that's really weird though, to take a character from, you know, the actor from a different universe version of that, and you reuse him in later. Because anytime they've ever done that, they've always tied them together to that universe. If you look at the, and I hope Tanner's listening, so I'm going to get this wrong, but if you look at, like, the Crisis on Infinite Earths that they do on
the CW shows.
Like, they brought Tom Welling back, but he's Superman.
Yeah.
They brought back, did Dean Cain come back? No, not Dean Cain. Brandon Routh.
Brandon
and he's
Routh,
a different
yeah.
version of Superman. So, like, well, they're not the same universe versions though, because that Brandon Routh is a different Superman.
Because it's all yeah, because they but they all take but they're all characters from, like, they're the same character.
Right.
It's just this is the different version
the different
of it.
Different universe
so.
Version of it. So it's just it's strange to include him.
But you could have like jacked version of J.K. Simmons when he was going to be Commissioner Gordon. Like, we got jacked J. Jonah Jameson. Now he's 4 J's instead of 3 J's.
And it's so in this version he
and
doesn't,
then you have the high top mustache
classic.
Right, and then you have the newer version where he's not a news reporter. He's like an Alex Jones type in this universe. But it's the same actor playing the same character because it's a different universe of the same thing. But the part that really...
But they've done that in the CW with like Black Canary. She was in the main Arrow universe, and then there are versions of her, and that same actress comes and portrays the same character.
In different universes.
Yeah, because something happened in the prime, in this universe, so then this version of her is actually evil, and things like stuff like that has happened. So they have done similar, where it is the same character being played by the same actor, but it's different universes. It's different versions of that character.
Which is what I'm hoping is here.
Yeah.
That it's not just, we got J.K. Simmons because we think he's the best J. Jonah, but we didn't know about it at the time, but there was something deeper involved with it, that they were... Either they had this planned all along, or this was just, it became the plan later.
Yeah, and I feel like...
But I also feel like we're giving them way too much credit.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of this was decided when... Because remember when Sony and Disney said they weren't doing anything else anymore?
Right.
I kind of feel like some of this might have been like, oh, we can... All right, we're going to... Hey, fly in Michael Keaton for a day.
Let us borrow
him. To do this scene.
But it's the
and
poster.
And we can try to set this up.
It's the poster that bugs me the most.
For Morbius?
Yeah, the poster of Spider-Man. Because
got it. From in the trailer.
In the trailer.
I thought you meant like the movie poster for Morbius.
I thought to myself, are they going to mention Spider-Man? Are they going to tie it together? Because if you go back and watch Venom, there are so many little lines that you could match up to Spider-Man, where he talks about being out in like New York, where he talks about like the astronaut that, you know, whatever.
J. Jonah's son.
Yeah. There's so many little things that you could tie together, but they didn't mention it enough to really, it's almost like it could be, but maybe not. So I thought, are they going to do something similar in Morbius? Are they going to talk about these things that happened, but be vague?
Man, I truly hope they don't, because that was
well,
something.
No, because then they showed the goddamn poster.
Yeah.
Like, well, you're confirming that in some way, Spider-Man exists in this universe.
Is a part of this universe? Is he a piece of fiction? Is he like...
Is this a video game poster? Mm-hmm. Because it is a video game poster.
Someone, I think it was on r/shitty movie details, was like, no, the murderer tag is because of, despite having a no-kill rule, I have sent hundreds of thugs to their death off the side of a building.
They're just that pissed about the game.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And So a lot of people credited Venom for having those little nods. I hated it. Because it just it did more to remind me that we are not getting Spider-Man. The fact that Venom has this design and has the spider and all of that without having interacted with Peter Parker at all drives me out. It was stupid,
but
nerd brain.
He didn't have the white spider, did he?
Did he not? I thought
it was all black. It was black and veiny.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's why I think that...
But like so much of his design, like his comic design, was like is based on Spider-Man and his power set and like
his
using
classic
the tendrils
design,
and things like that.
It's just the white spider across black.
Yeah.
But I think, and again... Conspiracy theory. I'm thinking that maybe the reason that they dropped so many little hints is because they thought eventually they would, and they wanted to leave it open.
They were hoping for it.
Because Morbius 100% verifies that Spider-Man exists in some way or another. Mm-hmm. And I swear to God, if I go see Morbius and that poster's not in the movie anymore and this was just a marketing thing... Well,
and they don't do anything, and they don't do anything.
And they don't do
good.
Anything at all. I'm going to be pissed. I'm not going to do anything. What the fuck could
I
do?
You're going to complain on your podcast.
I'm going to complain on this podcast so hard, because now I want this to be a shared universe. Because it just bothers me. Why was it the Raimi version? Someone made a conscious decision. If you're going to make a nod to MCU and say, well, this takes place in the same universe, why did you use the Raimi suit? That had to be on purpose. But for what purpose?
Yeah, it all seems very intentional, but at the same time, like, we might be giving it too much credit.
Yeah, it could
just
be
grab
an Easter
a still
egg.
From Spider-Man and like,
but that just
it might have been Spider-Punk Spider-Man. We don't know.
That just seems like such an odd, like, it's there are little nods to other movies in other movies that you kind of catch, maybe. Mm-hmm. Like in the original Evil Dead, I think there's there's a Last House on the Left poster or something in the basement of the cabin. Mm-hmm. And then in Nightmare on Elm Street, there's Johnny Depp is actually watching Evil Dead on TV when he's killed. Mm-hmm. So there's all these
little spoiler.
Fuck you. That's like 40 years ago.
It was so earnest too. Just like that one hurt you. I don't know why.
That was a pretty obvious like him. They showed the clip of him walking past the
walking
poster
past
of Spider-Man.
It, yeah, it was,
that has to be something.
It was intentional. I'll be curious to see. I just don't want that Venom to be the Venom that we get, because we deserve a better Venom. I'm sorry. That movie was bad.
Did you think Tom Hardy did a bad job? Or
Tom Hardy was fine, but just that movie was bad. The CG was bad. That end fight of them on the rocket, like,
that was bad.
You couldn't tell anything was happening. No. It was it felt like such a disjointed movie.
I thought they at least got the Venom look right.
The look was fine.
Short of the white spider.
But just like the a lot of the dialogue between Tom Hardy, like, I don't know. I did not enjoy it. I wanted to like it. I wanted to give it the benefit of the doubt, but I just did not enjoy it.
They pitched that to me as a horror film, too, and that's not what I got. Like, if you watch some of those trailers, some of it looked very horror-ish. No one told changed constantly.
Because Tom Hardy was unaware of the movie he was making. There were two separate movies made, and they filmed all of the Tom Hardy, like, laugh track sitcom bits, and then they mashed it together
with this serious,
serious, gritty, dark horror vibe.
Did you like it more or less than Topher Grace as Venom in Spider-Man 3? Because I get everyone hates the Topher Grace version. I actually did not hate him. The thing I hated most about that Venom, because everyone's like, oh, he's too skinny. Mm-hmm. It's whatever, man. I mean, Venom doesn't have to be a gigantic hulking monster. It's called an interpretation.
Yeah, but...
But it was the fact that they hardly ever showed the Venom face.
Yeah.
And it was always Topher Grace with like a little bit of makeup on him.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I think of Venom, I think of that tongue, the teeth. Like, right. That is Venom. It's the monster.
It's been so long since I've seen 3, but like the reason that everyone said... Because... Venom doesn't... I'm talking too fast and I'm getting ahead of myself. Eddie Brock is the antithesis to Peter Parker. He is ripped, giant, hulking jock that still can't get what he wants because it goes to Peter. He misses out on the opportunities, so that's why he is very much the anti-Peter Parker.
Right.
He's selfish, he's rude, he's crass, whereas Peter is, an upstanding member of society, like... Kind, with great power comes great responsibility.
I heard he's a menace.
So to have, I think Topher Grace plays the role well, but it doesn't make sense to have someone smaller than Tobey Maguire be the bully, bigger character, and then to have and you can explain it away by the symbiote makes him bigger and like hulks him up like that.
Like Tom Hardy.
Yeah, but Tom Hardy's already a pretty jacked dude.
Yeah, but he wasn't as jacked as Venom.
He's not tall, but yeah, well, no, yeah.
You know who would have been visually... Who I always said was the best Venom? And you know who I'm going to say, probably.
I don't.
Brock Lesnar.
Oh, yeah.
Visually, even looks like Eddie Brock.
I don't understand how John Cena wasn't Shazam. He wouldn't need a rubber suit to be all muscly.
That's true. I guess they just don't want wrestlers in these roles. Because I said Big Show would have made a great Kingpin.
The Rock's been cast as Black Adam for like 6 years now. We're never going to get that movie.
That's different.
He's not a wrestler anymore.
Benoit was cast as Wolverine before that tragedy happened, and then they replaced him with Hugh Jackman.
That can't be real.
That's not true.
He was the rabid Wolverine.
He sure was. That's gonna do it.
Yeah, that's the note we're gonna end on. So what scenario? We'll end it on this. And I'm gonna ask you both. What scenario is your best case scenario for this? Do you want this to be, now Sony can make Spider-Man movies using these Spider-Man characters, they have access to Tom Holland, and they are part now canonically of the MCU. Do you want them to be side stories? Do you want it to be a multiverse thing? What is your ideal? Like, you're at the theater, you've just left, and they did the exact thing you wanted. What is that?
I wanted Venom and Morbius both to be part of a bigger story. I think Venom was an okay movie. I liked it. Like, I would never tell you it's high art. Like, on the range of really sophisticated superhero films, I still put X-Men First Class and, like, Spider-Man 2, the Raimi one, mm-hmm. as probably the smartest, legitimately smartest, and, like, most mature storytelling for superhero films. Venom was not that in any way, but it was dumb and it was fun.
And it wasn't trying to be that.
It wasn't trying to be that at all.
Not to defend it, but...
I think Morbius has a good chance at being an intelligent superhero film if they do it the right way. I don't think they will, but I think it could be. So my best case scenario would be that it is a part of the Spider-Man universe. It's entirely possible that up until the point Spider-Man was doing his thing, you had never heard about Venom. Because it was the Venom movie, he was very low key until the end. You could tie them together very easily. And have a throwaway line of, oh, this happened on the West Coast where there's this monster. He kind of reminds us of you, Spider-Man.
Oh, God, I just realized that they could, like, I don't know how much older Tom Hardy's Eddie Brock is than Peter Parker, but they're supposed to be classmates. Maybe Eddie didn't get snapped.
See, I never
heard... So that's why he's older?
I never heard that version of Eddie Brock. The Eddie Brock I always heard of was that he was just a rival reporter. He was older.
Oh, I'm thinking of Flash Thompson.
You're thinking of Flash Thompson. I thought so, and I'm like,
well, no, my brain turned
ultimate
off.
Version.
No, my brain turned off there.
But to be fair, their Flash Thompson is goddamn awful.
Oh, excuse you.
Great actor. Don't get me wrong. But like,
he also is, he doesn't have the size difference.
He
that
is
he
not
have,
Flash
but,
Thompson that I think of when I think of like, because Flash always, Thompson in the comic was always like the jock. The
yeah,
really
I always
dude.
Get, I genuinely always get Flash Thompson and Eddie Brock in my head. I just combine those two characters because they are so similar, and it doesn't help that they've both been Venom. Like they like it's
one good Venom, one.
And then, well,
sort
they've
of
both
good
been
Venom?
Good Venoms. They've both been bad Venoms. One of them was anti-Venom for a while.
Anti-Venom
it's
was pretty
thing.
Cool, too. Anyway, my thing is I want it to be a part of the universe. I want this all to be together. There is a rumor that they're making a Spider-Verse movie with
The live action. With,
yeah, and I don't
to
believe this at all.
Tobey Maguire and
Holland and Andrew Garfield. And I don't think that's ever going to happen. But,
not either.
I think this movie is a part of the MCU, but why the Raimi suit? That's the only thing that bothers me. Mm-hmm. Unless that in the next Spider-Man movie, they have Spider-Man in a suit that's very similar.
Yeah.
Like the new Spider-Man suit is that suit. He's going for his classic look. And this is just a kind of prequel to that. That's why he has the murderer over him. Mm-hmm. But that's what I want. Allie?
I mean, I want them to be in the same universe too.
1 hour.
What?
I'm just going to dub over this with, I want Cool Cat
no.
to be in the film.
No.
No, Allie, I won't do it. I promise. You go ahead.
I want them to be in the same universe, too, because I think there's better stories to be told if you can...
Combine them?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you can...
Like,
if
there's
you...
no reason to keep these characters separate from each other.
Maybe Morbius.
Well, especially...
Nobody really gives a shit
keeping,
about
keeping, and that's my whole thing with Venom. Like, having these Spider-Man and all of these other movies that they had announced, all of these Spider-Man characters but no Spider-Man...
Right.
...is just pointless.
Yeah.
Like, yes, Spider-Man has... the best rogues gallery of MC of Marvel.
It's like
but
wait, what'd you say?
Like I think Spider-Man has the best villains in Marvel. Who?
I disagree. X-Men.
The X-Men has like three really great ones.
Okay. Oh, this could have been a
and
show.
And one
this
of them
could have been a show on its own.
And one of them's a good guy half the time.
Magneto?
So, yeah.
Maybe I'm just thinking visually.
That'll be 2 weeks from now.
Maybe I'm thinking visually. Because when I think of like the best villains, I think visually and I think Apocalypse, mm-hmm. Omega Red, Sabretooth, like so many iconic looking villains.
See, they
and when I think
cool...
of Spider-Man, I just think Carnage, Venom.
Doc Ock, Sinister Six.
Yeah, but Doc Ock
Shocker,
had that bowl cut.
Kingpin.
See, I just assume...
Not yet. A version of...
I just associate...
I mean, when I think of Apocalypse, I think of Mr... Ivan Ooze from Power Rangers.
One movie.
Oh, was it? Oh,
one
so just
movie.
One instance.
Stop
okay.
it.
Okay.
And I think of Kingpin with Daredevil, by the way, because of the show.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Well,
because
I mean,
Vincent D'Onofrio was so freaking amazing.
I also think he started as a Daredevil villain. Everything just kind of gets.
Was he really?
Because
I thought
together.
He was a Spider-Man villain.
I think
oh
it's both.
God.
Yeah, I don't think. Well, Kingpin's also. It's New York, and there's so many people in New York.
Allie, you know how Punisher started?
Hell.
He was a Spider-Man villain.
Yep.
Yeah, I had the comic where they introduced him as an assassin going after Spider-Man, and then eventually he became a good guy. Ooh, I think
air quotes.
Yeah, good guy. I think if they put Jon Bernthal in the Marvel universe like they said they will, mm-hmm. and you have the opportunity to put Punisher, Spider-Man, Morbius, and Venom together, that's the '90s show for me. You know, throw in a couple more characters and we're there. But I just hope it's better than the
and
Ninja Bernthal Turtles
just kills
movie.
Venom and Morbius immediately.
Just blows them away. Do you remember when they made Ninja Turtles 2 Out of the Shadows and it basically was a live action version of the 90s show
yeah.
or the 80s show, mm-hmm. but it was bad? It was better than the first one.
It
but
wasn't bad. It was terribly paced.
And it was the CG of the turtles I still hated.
Forever. Yeah, those aren't my favorite character designs. They kind of grew on me over time. Like when I initially saw them, I hated them.
Yeah.
But now I'm just kind of, now I'm, eh.
You're less offended by them?
Yeah, I don't
I think
like,
it's the faces that bothered me. Because I actually thought the designs were cool. I love Leonardo's like samurai look.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just their faces were so Shrek-ish. Mm-hmm. Didn't like it. Anyway, that's going to do it for us. Stay tuned for 2 weeks from now mm-hmm. when we have the Villain Battle Royal.
We did Villain Month.
Brought to you by Villainous Grounds in Perryville, Missouri. Number 20 on the best cities to live in, by the way. True story.
Curious to see who made that list.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was Hunter.
He still put it at number 20. So we're gonna get a debate, and boy, Shannon's gonna get his butt whooped if he's only bringing looks to the table.
Oh, I don't know. I'll bring more than that. But I just feel like Batgirl over here is just gonna say the Batman villains, and she's not wrong. Cause
no, I mean Batman has the best villains in comic books. That's fine. That's why I said Spider-Man has the best villains in Marvel.
Who has the, okay? We'll debate that, but who do you think has the worst villains in Marvel? I think that's an interesting question.
Fantastic Four automatically can't lose because they have Dr. Doom.
Right.
And even though, like,
Can you name another one? Because I can't.
Mole Man. I don't know if that's his name, but there is the guy who's, like, the U people, the underground people.
I forgot about him. Most people did. They pretty much just have Doom.
Yeah. And Doom is the best villain.
Because Captain America has Red Skull, at least. Everyone has their, like, one iconic villain.
I would say Iron Man. He's got kind of the weakest. Like, he's got Whiplash. He's got Ironmonger. He's got...
The Mandarin?
Depending on the version of the Mandarin, but, like, when it's just a guy with 10 rings... Like, he kind of sucks. Like, yeah, some of the rings do cool stuff, but, like,
yeah.
That's why I don't think Sabretooth is a great villain, because he is so inconsistent with how he's written.
That's absolutely true.
It's the same thing with, like, Mandarin. Dynamo, who's just, like, Russian Tony Stark, and he's a bad guy because he's Russian.
But isn't he in the new movie? Isn't he David Harbour, or is this a different Russian
Superman? No, that's Red Guardian.
Okay.
I know nothing about
Red Guardian.
Crimson Dynamo is he has the suit. Like, okay. He's got a power suit.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure Harbor's Red Dynamo.
I think you're... No,
he's got Justin Hammer, though, and Justin Hammer's good.
Wasn't that...
He was fun in the movies in MCU.
Was it Edward... No, not Edward Norton.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm...
Who played him?
It's on the tip of my tongue as soon as...
It's the guy from Marco Pumpgood. What was his name? The actor.
Sam Rockwell.
As soon as we got Sam, we were like, yeah, that's what it was.
All right. I'm curious what you guys think. We're going to do this 2 weeks from now. We're going to debate who has the best villains in Marvel,
mm-hmm.
because I think we all agree that Batman has them in DC. That's not even a challenge.
You can make an argument for some of the other characters, but you're wrong.
Yeah, because Superman has some really good villains.
Superman has fantastic villains. Like,
Darkseid.
The more comics I read, the less of my disdain for Superman I have.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually reading Captain America comics, kind of what made it click for me. Like, oh no, yeah, there is room for this, and as a character, he's way more interesting than his, like, superhero fights.
Right.
We'll say Superman has fantastic villains. Green Lantern has some really cool villains.
Yes.
Even though they just call him the Rogues Gallery in the Flash. Like, Flash has some pretty fantastic villains.
Wonder Woman has some decent ones.
Yeah.
Cheetah. I like Cheetah a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Can't think
now
of
that.
Any
see,
other
now
ones.
When you say it, you say it like Ares. That, it's like, Ares, God of War is really good. Depending on the run, the other Amazonians, or the other Amazons, can be not cool.
The witch, I forget her name.
Yeah. Oh, she was a big part of Justice League Dark, this initial run.
And I can't remember. Her name. She was also a big part of DC Universe Online. That's where I first saw her because I didn't know much about her.
Even though they're cool, they're too similar, but like Aquaman has some pretty...
Black Mantis.
Black Manta.
Did I say Mantis?
Yeah.
My bad. Black Manta.
Black Manta, Ocean Master. Like, yeah. There are some cool ones, but like those are really the only ones that I've... And maybe I just don't know enough of them.
God, you know, when you talk about it, like each hero has really good villains. I guess... I present the question to our audience: who has the worst villains in comic?
Mm-hmm.
Who is it? Because
of the main two, of the big two,
of
like
the big
we're
two.
Not
yeah,
looking
oh my
for
God,
like
we're
image
not going to Dark Horse
or,
and stuff like that. Of the big two, because my guess, I would almost say Flash.
I have the answer
because of Gorilla Grodd.
I have the answer, and you're going to hate it.
Do you want to say it now or save it for 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Tell me off the air.
Nope.
Oh, no! I can't go 2 weeks with thinking about this.
Okay, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I really can't.
So I'll tell it to you now. I'll say it now.
Okay.
And then we have to end the show. We're not having the debate, but this is going to be it.
All right. Here's what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. He's going to say the name. I'm going to hit stop.
Okay.
And then you have to wait 2 weeks for us to finish this. Asa, go.
The worst villains in comic books, The Punisher.